این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's viewpoints about superpowers' false support for human rights. The Friday prayer and congregational leaders and Islamic ulama across the world should notice that today all powers have risen against Islam, not Iran. Today these interests are at stake. We have no doubt in it, because they want to occupy the Persian Gulf as well and palm the oils, but Islam is hindering them. The U.S. wants to impose its power on all parts of the world. From the other side, there is Soviet Union. God knows, if these two powers were not against each other, what might have happened to the world?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we try to listen to some sentences and precious words of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about different subjects and then make use of them as great lessons for us and in order for us to follow this great character and the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. About the subject of search of Islam, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh has said, "We want to institute Islamic justice in this country." Here, in fact, Imam Khomeini is talking about Islamic justice, which is the basic and main feature of an Islamic society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nahl, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والباغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands justice, grace, as well as courtesy to close relatives. He forbids indecency, weakness, and aggression. He instructs you so perhaps you will be merciful, so perhaps you will be mindful. Verse number 90.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to protect the rights of others, to be fair and just with other people, to side with the one who is under oppression, to help and be fair with the needy and orphans, and to be just and not go beyond the boundaries set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even with our enemies. In higher levels of justice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to stand firmly for that which is true, even in situations where our hearts will incline towards that which is injustice. That's the representation of justice within a Muslim society. You see how the great character of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh encourages justice of the society to be in Muslim manner. And we must be grateful of our religion for such a fair behavior in all aspects. Okay, now, for ending, let's just recite this sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about search of Islam. Well, in that regard, he said, we want to institute Islamic justice in this country.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah.